There's bitter disappointment in the role of the New Zealand Defence Force at Anzac commemorations in Gallipoli is up in the air after the group's luggage was lost in transit. The bags containing instruments and uniforms were lost at Dubai Airport during last week's flooding there. Efforts by the New Zealand Embassy staff in Turkey managed to retrieve some of the items this morning, but so far just one band instrument and a few dress uniforms have arrived. The Defence Force is now assessing how it might still take part in the dawn service at Chunuk Bair if the rest of the bags don't get there in time. Joining me now is Chief Executive of the RSA, Marty Donoghue. Tēnā koe. How disappointing is this for the personnel who've made the trip, but also the hundreds of New Zealanders who make it over there?
Kia ora, Charlotte. The contingent will be absolutely gutted. The amount of preparation and work that goes into getting people over there. We've got a very small role. Tar Wayne Shelford is over there representing us, and the preparation that he had to do to get himself there. So I'm just imagining the amount of work that went in, the amount of personal sacrifice that went in to prepare the contingent to get over there. This will be absolutely gut-wrenching for them.
What kind of role does NZDF normally have in this event?
So, I mean, there's a huge ceremonial role for them to play. What we know is that, you know, that they're really professional at what they do, so I'm sure that they'll be taking the opportunity to look at the current plan, adapt and overcome that, and find something that they can do to make sure that this is still a meaningful event at Gallipoli for New Zealand.
Have you got any ideas as to the other options that NZDF could look at in terms of how it takes part? And I understand, you know, I'm sure people over there will have been hunting frantically for some from brass instruments.
I think we also have to remember that these are individuals who serve with the NZDF, and commemoration can be very personal. And so while instruments and uniforms undoubtedly make the commemorations incredibly special, there are many ways to honour those that have fallen, those that currently serve, and in particular our living veterans. So I'm sure that they will be taking an opportunity to do that.
How could this impact the whole event? I understand that, you know, they're reassessing probably tomorrow morning their time to see whether anything else has arrived. Well, they have already sort of made the plans to continue on without the New Zealand contingent.
Well, I'm pretty sure that the NZDF will be making plans to be part of it, but they will just be different plans from what was planned probably many months ago.
There will be undoubtedly some kind of Anzac spirit involved in this. Is there any word from the Australians and whether there will be some camaraderie there?
I'm pretty sure that you'll remember historically, Charlotte, that New Zealanders are pretty good at liberating things. I'm pretty sure this time we probably won't take that option, and it will be more about, okay, so the plan has changed. How can we take a ceremonial perspective about this and really think about the way that we can commemorate without those instruments and uniforms?
Tēnā koe. Thank you for joining me on the show. That is the Chief Executive of the RSA, Marty Donoghue, talking about the New Zealand Defence Force's involvement at the Anzac commemorations in Gallipoli, up in the air as the group's luggage and instruments was lost in transit.